Well, this evening, in our study of the Shorter Catechism, we come to question and answer 14. That's on page 969 in the back of your hymnal, 969. Question and answer 14. What is sin? Sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. Now, I should be said up front that when Christians speak of sin, we're presupposing something that's increasingly foreign in our culture. And that is, there is a transcendent moral standard for man. And it's a standard that reflects our Creator's very character and attributes. The standard, of course, is the law of God. And I suspect many of you know this already, but it's important to remember that God's law is a mirror of God's character. That is, we find attributes that are ascribed to God that are also ascribed to the law. For example, we know God is holy and righteous and good. Those are attributes of God that we're all familiar with. That's who God is. He's holy. He's righteous. He's good. And the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 7:12 that God's law is holy and righteous and good. So think about that. The attributes of God are reflected in His law. Let me give you a couple more examples. We know God is eternal. That's an attribute we understand of God. And Psalm 111, 7 and 8 tells us that all of God's precepts, His law, are faithful and they're established forever and ever. Psalm 119, 89, forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in heaven. So God's eternal and God's law is eternal. God is truth. And Psalm 119:42 says God's law is truth. God is love. And Paul tells us in Romans 13:10 that love fulfills the law. And we can multiply these examples over and over and over. And they remind us that God's law is a reflection of God's character and attributes. And the reason this is important is that it reminds us that chiefly God's law isn't really about keeping rules. It's about reflecting our Creator's character. It's about reflecting the attributes of the lawgiver. And so sin is much more than not keeping rules. It's saying, I don't want my life or any part of my life or some part of my life to reflect that I'm His image bearer. That's what law-breaking is. It's a purposeful way of saying to God, I don't want to bear your image, I want to bear my image. I want to decide what's good and evil independent of you. And we learned in our previous lesson in the Catechism, and I know this is a few weeks back now, that's what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they demonstrated they wanted to be a moral standard unto themselves. They wanted to be as God. They wanted to stand sovereign over good and evil. And that's what sin is. It's missing the mark set for God's image bearer to bring Him glory. It's failing to reflect His image rightly. That's a large part of what it means to be a lawbreaker. And now if you look closely at the Catechism, it describes two ways that a person breaks God's law and thus sins. First, it's any want of conformity unto the law of God. So here the Catechism has in mind a refusing to be shaped and formed by God's moral standard. It's saying, I'm not going to allow God's will to mold my thoughts, words, and deeds. And second, we're told sin is a transgression of God's law. And this has to do with going beyond or stepping over the boundary set by God's righteous standard. And this is the aspect of sin that says, I not only reject God's law, I not only reject it as authoritative to shape and mold my life, I also reject and rebel against His law for trying to fence me in, for attempting to provide some moral boundaries. Sin is saying, I'll step over or I'll smash through God's standards if I want to. Now, this is a brief primer on sin, very brief. In short, if you'll allow me to be a bit cheeky, sin is a cosmic proclamation to God that you've embraced Frank Sinatra theology. I'll do it my way. And more seriously, sin is, to quote Dr. R.C. Sproul, cosmic treason. It's declaring in any given part of your life you're choosing to be God's enemy rather than His friend. And that's the heartbeat of sin. It's saying, I choose to be God's enemy rather than His friends. And dear ones, that's one of the things that makes the gospel astonishingly good news. Listen to a couple phrases from Romans 5, verses 6 through 10. At exactly the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. And God shows His love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. That's the grace of the gospel to sinners. What an amazing gospel. You know, as we prepare to go to the Lord in prayer, let's get a heart adjustment by standing to sing number 522.